The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. If you are a religious person, you have heard many sermons, Bible studies, and talk about grace. Now, grace is a very important and worthy subject that deserves our attention and our appreciation. We know God the Father and Jesus Christ, His Son, are the authors of grace. It is a big part of the plan of salvation and a very, very important part of the plan of salvation. As a matter of fact, if it weren't for grace, there would be no plan of salvation. It is by the grace of God that our sins can be and are forgiven. In John 3, beginning verse 14, I want you to notice what Christ had to say here. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now Christ is speaking about his death here, the type of death that he's going to die, the grace that is going to be shed, or the grace that will be offered through his death for the sins of the world. Verse 15 continues, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, whomever comes under that grace will not perish. They will not die the second death, which is the penalty for sin, the death that you will never be resurrected from. Verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Grace is there, but it has to be accepted by being willing to repent of sins. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. By the shed blood, by his death, our sins are covered. Verse 18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Yes, he who meets the requirements for God's forgiveness by accepting that grace, by repenting and obeying the Word of God, is not condemned. And you will have to come to that point someday, my friend, whether it's in this life or in your life to come after the second resurrection. If you haven't had your opportunity in this life to accept that grace and to come under the blood of the covenant, the grace of Jesus Christ, you will die the second death unless you accept it sometime, whether it's in this life or in the life to come. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Very plain that a change in mind, attitude, and character has to take place in your life. God doesn't force his grace on anyone. It is there, but you have to accept it. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. Notice that, my friend. Notice what that said. For everyone practicing evil hates the light. Meaning everyone that just ignores God's word and his way of life and goes their own way, the way that seems right to them, they hate the light. They hate the truth. They don't want to live by God's word. This is what your Savior, Jesus Christ, is saying. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Now, does this world hate the light, God's word, the truth? Do we want to see our way, that it is wrong? Think about that, my friends. Ask yourself that. Do you want to see that your way, the way of doing what's right in your own sight, the way of following the crowd in most cases, do you want to see that it is wrong? Do you want to see that the way that's laid down in the Bible is the way that you should live your life? Verse 21, but he who does the truth, or he who lives the truth and lives by the truth, that is God's word, that looks into God's word and says, now I want to change my life. I want to live by God's word. But he who does the truth comes to the light. Yes, you come to the truth. You come to understand the plan of salvation and the way that you should live your life. He comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Yes, my friend, we should want to see our own deeds, our own ways, and change our ways to God's ways. If you make the effort to begin obeying God, you will see the need for the grace of God. God's love for the world is expressed by and through His gracious acts of mercy, gracious acts of grace, in giving His Son's life for the sins of the world, for the sins of everyone that has or will ever live. As I said, grace is there, but you have to show God you want to come under His grace and be cleansed of your sins. Notice what Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 has to say. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us. Yes, God loves everyone, and we'll see to it that everyone is given ample opportunity to repent and come under that grace. Yes, God is very gracious, and His mercy, His forgiveness is there. One of His gracious acts toward us, because of His love, is the forgiveness of our sins, shedding His blood, giving His life for the sin of the world, so that we can be cleansed of our sins and be reconciled to God. And it is through the life of Jesus Christ, going back to God the Father, sending back the Holy Spirit to those that obey Him, that gives us life. But your sins has to be covered before God can and will give you life. God's love is expressed through and by His grace, which He offers to us. In Ephesians 2, verse 5, it continues here, even when we were dead in trespasses or sins, dead in sin, living the way of sin, living the way that wants eternal death, He has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Yes, Christ took the death penalty away by giving His life for the sins of the world. When we were living in the sinful life that wants the death penalty, but by the grace of God He has made us alive in Jesus Christ. Paul is speaking to the church. We have been saved from the death penalty of sin by the death of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God He gave His only begotten Son so we could be reconciled to God. The love and grace of God was and is expressed through and by His Son, Jesus Christ. In John 1, verse 17, notice what Christ had to say here. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Christ spoke and inspired to be spoken and written the truth, His word, the Bible. Christ wrote the Ten Commandments with His own finger. Moses carried them down the mountain. Moses was the one that spoke the Ten Commandments to Israel after God had spoken them. Then God wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to Moses, and he carried them down the mountain. And you may remember that Moses was so angry when he saw the idolatrous ways of the nation of Israel at that time, just because he had been gone for a few days. And they made them a golden calf and said, "This is our God that brought us up out of the land of Egypt." Moses was so angry that he threw the tablets of stone down and broke them and had to go back up on the mountain. And God rewrote them on two more tablets of stone, and Moses brought them down and delivered them to Israel. And they were kept in the ark for who knows how long. Yes, the law was given through Moses, meaning Moses was the one that carried them down on the two tablets of stone, which were written by the finger of God, as the Bible tells us. John 1, verse 17, notice this again. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Yes, grace, the forgiveness of sin, came through and by the death, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He made it possible for your sins and my sins and everyone's sins to be forgiven once we accept that grace, once we come under that shed blood. It also says that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Yes, it is through Jesus Christ that we are living under grace. That is, if you have accepted that grace that God the Father offers through His Son, Jesus Christ. The world as a whole hasn't accepted that grace. Well, should that surprise you? Back in Noah's day, that world hadn't and didn't accept God's grace either. You know, grace has been around ever since mankind has been on the earth. Back in Noah's day, or from Adam and Eve, I should say, right up to the flood, that grace was offered. they could have had that grace and would not have died in the flood. And unless this world, every individual, sometimes in your life, in your first life or when you are resurrected, unless you accept that grace, you will die and never live again. The wages of sin is death. And unless you accept that grace for the wages of sin, for that death penalty of sin, then you will die and never be resurrected. Now the pre-flood world will be resurrected, and so will you, my friends, and everyone, if they haven't had their chance in this life, in their first life, to accept that grace, to come under that shed blood of Jesus Christ and accept His grace for their sins and repent of their sins, they will have their opportunity. God is fair. God is a just God. The pre-flood world could have had the grace of God in saving their physical life, but they didn't accept it. We can have God's grace, which is given to us so that we can have eternal life. Will we accept it? Notice Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. This was about 120 years before God sent the worldwide flood on the earth, just a little over 1,600 years of man's existence on the earth. It may be tough to believe that man became so evil in less than 1,800 years that God had to destroy man, except the eight that he saved by the ark. They would not accept God at that time. Have we accepted God today? Ask yourself, have you accepted Jesus Christ today? Have you accepted that grace? Have you repented of your sins, been baptized for the remission of sin, and received the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the gift of eternal life? You should ask yourself, and you should be concerned about that, my friends. In Genesis 6, verse 6, God continues here, "And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart." God was very disappointed in man in the way he was living his life. How do you think God may feel today, the way this world is living our life? Genesis 6, verse 7 continues, "So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them." God was very disappointed in the way that man had turned out. He was very disappointed in the way that man was living his life, not living by the word of God. God saw that man had gone too far. He would not turn back to God and God's way. So God, in his love, put man out of his misery by drowning them in the worldwide flood, except the eight that he saved in the ark. In Genesis 6, verse 8, notice what it says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Why did Noah find grace? Well, because he obeyed God. Yes, he obeyed God. And God saw that. God knew that. God knows your style, your lifestyle, my friends. He knows if you're obeying him, if you're trying to obey him, or if you could care less about obeying him. We have a couple of booklets that you should request. Number one, does God love the world enough to save it? And number two, God's seasonal plan. It explains the plan of salvation. But if you'd like to know more about grace and the plan of salvation, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.